Rishi Best, and today I'm going to be reading the second chapter of Ride for Your Life. Chapter 2. Every Mouse is at the Grand Fair. Geronimo scrambled into the Turbo Rapid 3000, Creepla's convertible hearse, as she kicked it into gear. "Where are we going?" he yawned. "To Glumeria," called Shivreen from the back seat. "That's where the Grand Fair is held. You'll see, every mouse is any mouse who'll be there." "Exactly what fair are you speaking about?" Geronimo moaned. "My dear little Batnip, how can you be so poorly informed?" Creepla said. "Journalists like you are supposed to know everything. We're talking about the annual Ghastly Grand Fair, where rodents of Glumeria present the most horrible horrors each year. There will be the Fair Galore, you'll see."
"Isn't it wonderful?" said Shivreen happily.
"Ach!" Geronimo heaved a big sigh. "And here we are," announced Creepla, pulling into an open parking space. A big banner hung onto the entrance to the fair. "Welcome to Animal Ghastly Grand Fair. It's your worst nightmare come to life. Not recommended for those who suffer from panic attacks and other fear-related symptoms." Geronimo tried to scamper off, but Creepla pulled on his paw.
"Why are you running away, my dearest?"
Because I suffer from fear-related symptoms," stuttered Geronimo. Creepla just laughed and dragged him along with her. Glumeria had been transformed. Around them, mice of all ages were enjoying their favorite thrills. Some were shrieking with delicious terror, while others were sighing happily with horror. Creepla made her way through the crowd.
"Come on, let's check the woke cackle for booth.
Your family is here?" Geronimo asked.
"Of course," Shivreen replied. "Didn't I tell you that every mouse is here? Every mouse who loves a good scare, that is."
Bonham the butler greeted them with his usual snooty air.
"Welcome, ladies."
Then he turned to Geronimo and sniffed.
"Oh, you're here too."
"Where is everyone?" asked Creepla.
Bonham bowed.
"I am here to accompany you, miss." He took a paw and led her through the crowd. Soon they reached their first stop. "Here is Chef Sturak with his amazing stinkerific stew," Bonham announced. "The ingredients include extract of fetid sucks, greasy napkins, putrid worm stock, essence of rancid trout, and tears of gigantic leeches."
"My mouth is already watering with anticipation," cheered Creepla.
A few feet away were Snip and Snap with a shelf full of pranks. "Snip and Snap, stick to your snout caramel, paw-tripping super string, ink-spitting pen, plus any other prank you can dream up."
"Hi, Auntie," cried Snip. "Do you want to try our whisker curler?"
"No way," replied Creepla briskly. "That is obviously no whisker turner."
"Whisker curler?"
"Rotten rat's teeth! You never fall for our tricks," cried Snap. Next, Bonham brought the group to Madame Drama Mouse's booth. Then Madame Latome and Howler, the ferocious werewolf canary who lived in her fur, were treating their audience to a few famous opera arias. Madame Latome was singing her heart out.
"May the wind be always at your tail. May you pounce on slugs and slimy tails. Bravo! Creepy!"
All the spectators were enthusiastic, except Geronimo, that is. The musical tastes of Mysterious Valley were too strange for his ears. So that is it for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this episode of me reading a chapter from Ride for Your Life. And don't forget to follow and share. I'll be back again tomorrow to read another chapter in another episode. This is Vidushi Bish signing off. Bye-bye.
Attention everybody, I have good news for you. There's a new podcast in the market. And guess what it's about? Books. And whose podcast is it, you ask? Yours truly, of course.
I have started reading a new book called The Girl Who Drank the Moon by Kelly Barnhill from 18th October 2021. It is an awesome book and I am so excited to be reading it. I hope you also tune into my podcast to listen to me reading that book, and I hope you enjoy it as much as I did.